So we're learning Maseches Nidadav Chav Tes Amud Aleph, and we're starting from the top of the Amud, the two dots. The Mishnah said, the Mishnah is talking about what's called a Leida, the end of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, if it comes out in pieces, obviously the baby didn't make it, it was dead, but if it came out in pieces, or if it came out feet first, it's called like, sometimes called a breech, feet first, then it's not called a Leida until Roiv if it comes out. That means, Sai, if it sounds like if it's mechutich or if it's mesuris, which means it comes out feet first, either way it has to be feet first. The Mishnah at the end said that if it comes out kedarkai, then it goes bust to the head. Rav Roshay, it's called a leida. Zok the Gemara, Omar Rav Elazar, Afilu HaRoshimam. Rav Elazar says if it comes out mechutich, if it comes out in pieces, even if one of the pieces are the Rosh, it's not enough. You have to have Rav. Rav Yechon Amar Lo Yishon Lashayin Rosh Imam, Amar Rosh Imahem HaRosh Paita. Rav Yechon says no, Mechutach means it's coming out the head. It's coming out the head, then you go Basa Rav. But if the head comes out, then of course the head is the main part of the body, and that's called the Rav, and the head is called the Leid already. So what's the Machlekes? So Leimah with the Shmuel Kamifkin, maybe this Machlekes with Shmuel. Shmuel said, we had this before a little bit, Amar Shmuel, Ein HaRosh Paita B'Nefalim. Shmuel already said that a baby that's not alive, the Rosh has no chashivas. That's what Shmuel said before. And Shmuel holds that ain't a Rosh paita b'nefalim. So maybe that's the Bi'ur Machlekes. Rav Elazar holds, since it's an Eifel, the Rosh doesn't count. But Rav Yechron does not hold of Shmuel. He holds, no, the Rosh still has a chashivas. So maybe Machlekes, Rav Elazar, Yechron, is Shmuel. So Gemara says, no, maybe no one holds like Shmuel. The Kuliyama, Gemara can say, no. But Shalem, the Kulam Lepligi, everyone agrees by Shalem, the head does count. Everyone will agree. Sarabiach and Sarabaliaza. Ki Pligi Machotech, the Homachlekas Kibi Machotech, the Masava, but Shalem with the Kachoshev, by a Shalem, even though it's not alive, it's a whole body, so it's Choshev. Machotech like a Choshev. Masava, and Rech, no, it's Machotech Nami Choshev. So the Gemara has it's not even say that everyone doesn't hold a Shmuel. But that's for sure that.
Neither.
What?
Shmuel neither disagree by a Shalem.
So either pshat is that only Rav Yechon argues on Shmuel, or you can say Rav Elazar holds argues on Shmuel, and Rav Elazar only holds that Reish doesn't count by Mechutach. That's what you can say. The Lishna Achrina parentheses, most of the Achrim not the Garisim, I'll read it anyway. Lishna Achrina, time of the Yotzah Mechutach HaMesuris. Smashman the Mishnah, Mechutach Masuris, that's when you have Rav. Hakatiknoi, HaRosh Poiter, even if it's, it sounds like even if it's dead. The same matzev of Mechutach, if it be Katiknoi, HaRosh is Poiter. Tavayo, less of a Shmuel, Dama Shmuel, HaRosh Poiter, B'Nefalim. There's a way to learn maybe straight out of the Mishnah that if it be Shalim, we wouldn't Pater by Nefalim, that it would Pater, and not like Shmuel holds that does not Pater, does not become a Leda. So let's talk about the Gemara to continue with the same inyan. The Gemara is going to say the Machlekes is a little different, and the fees that it's not going on the Mishnah, and it'll definitely be Machlekes in Shmuel. Some are Geiris, this Machlekes, Rabbi Loza, and Rabbi Yechanan, Stam, without not going on the Mishnah of Mechutach. And how does it go? Like this. I'm Rabbi Loza. Ein HaRosh K'rei Vivarim. Rabbi Loza holds, the Rosh is not like a Rav. Rosh is not like Rav. You need Rav. Rabbi Yechanan, no, HaRosh K'rei Vivarim. And like Rashi speaks out, it can't be a machlekes when the baby is alive. Because when the baby is alive, it's a mafurish of Mishnah that Rosh is better than Rosh is better than Stam one Eber. It is like Rav Evarim. So if it says Ein HaRosh K'Rav Evarim, it must be talking about a Nefel. And here it's a clear machlekes in Shmuel. Because let's read it again. It says Omar Rav Loza Ein HaRosh K'Rav Evarim. Rosh is not like a Rav. You need Rav. Rav Yechon Omar Rosh K'Rav Evarim. And we're talking about a Nefel has to be. But commit to give it to Shmuel. And they're arguing in Shmuel, if it is this version of the Gemara, it's a Pashto Machlekes. Shmuel's halacha is really Machlekes, Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Yechanan, if a Rosh by a Nefel is called a Leida. According to Rabbi Elazar, it's not called a Leida. According to Rabbi Yechanan, it's called a Leida. So now we're going to try to ask the Kashva Mishnah, Tanan. Yotza Mechutach Oy Mesuris. If the baby comes out cut up or feet first, Mishayetze Rubai Reika Liyolod. Once the rave comes out, then it's a Leida.
Mesuris
not, Mechutach, yeah. No, Mesuris not. Midikama Mesuris. So it's Mashma, the Marmak Sadiq. So mashma, since it says mesuras, mashma the mechutach case was not mesuras. Mechal mechutach yitikna came out head first. V'ka'amar meshiyetze rubai harezik yelud. It says you need rife. The Mishnah says you need rife. So here, they're making a deek for the Mishnah. It sounds like mechutach was a case where it was rife, and still you need rife. That's a kasha Rabbi Yechanan. So and it's a riot to Shmuel. Kasha Rabbi Yechanan. Amloch Rabbi Yechanan. You read the Mishnah like this. Ema yotzo mechutach umesuris. It means both together. It came out mechutach and feet first and needs rife. Freiti mava oiktani. It says oi. It says mechutach oi mesuris. So where's the hachkama? Yotzo mechutach either came out cut oi shalem or whole. V'zeh mesuris. And both cases came out feet first. Meshiyotzo ruba yarezek yelod. When rive comes out, it is a kilod. But if it would come at head first, Mr. Vyakhan will hold, it'll taka be a leda just by the head. Just by the head.
Why do you say both?
Why do you say both? It's a good question. Why do you say mechutach? Just saying, so it could be saying that mechutach wants to bring at this point that mechutach needs rive. Needs rive, and even if the rive would come at first, that even mechutach only by mesuris does it have a problem, does it need rive. But if the head would come first, it would be. It would be part of the later. That's what it means. It's trying to make a diak. Even mechutach only caused mesuris. But it's a good question. We could say loizu afsu. I didn't find the question anywhere. But that was the first teretz was my mahalach. You could say loizu afsu. You could say either way. It's a good question. What we need it for? Baal kaponim. Rabbi Yechonon Maisik clearly says that the roish always counts. That's what he always counts. Amra Papa. Papa once says mechagas tanoim ketanoi. Yotzo mechutach oy mesuris. If the fetus comes out cut up or feet first, it says Mishyotza, the Bryce says Mishyotza Ruba Yareikilud. Once you have Raiv, it's like a Leda. It sounds like the same words of our Mishnah. From Vyesi Amar, Mishyotza Ketiknoi. It has to come out, Ketiknoi, has to come out Derech Rosh. That's what it sounds like. It has to come out first Rosh. And that's when you need Raiv. That's when you need Raiv. That's what it sounds like. Vreti Gemara, my comma, what are you talking about? I'm saying, what's Rabbi Yossi saying? That you're saying if it'll be roiv alone, it wouldn't be a leida. It needs roiv and roishai and ketiknoi. That's the sound of you're saying. Yossi ketiknoi. It sounds like it has to have roiv and roishai. That makes no sense. My comma. What's Rabbi Yossi saying? Omra papa comma. Just say you read this brisa. Yotzo mechutach umesuris. When it comes out cut up or feet first, you need roif. Haketiknoi, but it's mashma danakama. But if it comes out head first, haroish paiter. The roish is patas it. Rabbi Yosi Omer, mishiyotza rubai ketiknoi. You need both things. We need roif and ketiknoi at least by mechutach at least. He's going back on mechutach. He's saying mishiyotza rubai. Is ketiknoi. Besides, by mechutach, at least there you need roiv and you need a roish. That's what it would sound like. By mechutach, you need both. So it's still shver. Maskel Rav Zvid, mechlad mesuris, rubai nami loy poiter, hakaimelo the rubai kuloi. You tell me if it comes out feet first, it's maskel. It's saying the case of mechutach that roiv works is mechutach together with the roish. Mesuris, rubai nami loy poiter, hakaimelo the rubai kuloi. We pass in the Rubik Kulai, so how can you say Rav doesn't work? So we're just munching here exactly what is the Machlaikas here of Yesi and Tanakama. By the way, if you're a Papa, the way a Papa learned, it would come out that the Machlaikas Tanayim if Roish Patas or not. Because according to the Tanakama, what Diak would be, Haroish is Patas. That's the Diak. Haketiknoi Haroish Patas. And Yesi would say, no, Roish is not Patas. Because he holds like Shmuel, Roish doesn't work by Nephilim. Roish is not enough. You need also. You also need Rav Gufay. But the Maisa Kasha is that why by Mesuris wouldn't Rav work? Saying Dafka Roisha works together with Rav? That makes no sense either. Maskula, that's what that resists Kasha. So Elamar Zvid is the final pshat. Hach kama. Yotza mechutuch umesuris, mishyotza ruba reze kirlod. If it goes out mechutuch umesuris, once Rav comes out, it's a leda. It's a leida. Once it comes out, it's a leida. Haketiknoi. If it comes out head first, ha roish paiter. It means the Tanakama holds, even by a nafil, the roish works. Rav Yosi Eimer, Meshiyotza Letiknin El Chayim. Rav Yosi says, the only time the Rosh works is only if it comes out as a whole body. But if it's Mechutich, it doesn't work. That means Rav Yosi is saying that only Rav only works, the Meshiyotza Letiknin El Chayim, only time Rosh works, the only time the Rosh works is only if it comes out like a live body. Only if it comes out whole. But if it doesn't come out whole, then it does not pater. That's what he's saying. He's going on a diak, fear of Rizvid, he's going on a diak at Tanakamah. It's diak at Tanakamah, it's mashma, that if it comes out head first, the Rosh should be pater, even though it's mechutach. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, the Rosh only paters if it comes out like a regular live vlad. But mechutach, even Rosh will not pater. So it comes out, fizeh, what's the machlekes according to Rizvid? Machlekes is by mechutach is the Rosh pater. That's the shot. If it's whole, the Rosh definitely paters. We stickle not like Shmuel. Shmuel is the inrich for the fallen. But it's similar to Machlekes before. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yechon, the Gemara wants to say that if it's mechutach, if it paters or not. And the Gemara brings a brayse that's similar, that brings a right to this pshat. Taina mahachi, yotz mechutach, umesuris, umoimesuris, meshiyotz rubai, harezei kilod. When it comes out roiv, it's like a lay dog, a tiknoi. If it comes out head first, harezei poyter, even though it's an eifel. Rabbi Yezeimer, it's not enough, and these are shi'etzik etikne l'chaim. It has to come out when it's just like when it's alive. It has to come out as a whole body. Now, what's called when it's alive that it comes out? What's called a leida? What's called a roish? What part of the head is enough to be called a leida? Mishi'etzik roiv roishay. When roiv of the head comes out. Ve'ezu roiv roishay. So our Mishnah said the forehead. Here the world's bringing out 3 days to it. What's called Rav Roshay? And each one is less, is he needs more. The first one needs more, a little less, and a little less. Ve'ezu Rav Roshay. When you can see the sides of its head, that means a lot of the head came out already, because the head comes out with the hair first. The hair comes out first of the head, that part of the head comes out. So if you can see the sides of the head already, that means the head is nicely out. The next man, the Yomah, says, Abacharam Shem Roshuam Mashiach Badachto, when the forehead comes out. That comes before the sides, the forehead comes out. You can see, like the crown of the head, it means like the bumps in the back of the head, that's enough already that it's called, they call it in these days, they call it it's crowning, the head is crowning, that's what it's called, that's enough to be called, that's called a leida by Rosha. Dr. Gemara Vaita, new Mishnah, Shemak Gemara coming out, that we're talking about the sveikis. If you don't know exactly what a isha is mapil, a zachor and a keva, how many days you have to keep for the halachas of tumas leida and you may taya. Hamapeles ve'ine yedu amahu. A isha is mapil something, you don't know what it is, a zachor and a keva. The Gemara before learned that it's talking about she was mapil a hand or a foot, and that means that there was a baby before this, but you don't know what type of baby, you don't know if it's a zachor and a keva, it's not here anymore. So she was mapil, we know it was a leida. We don't know what it is, zoch and a keva. What's halacha? Teishav a zoch and a keva. You have to have tumas leida of a zoch and a keva. And it could be you can't do, you may tayar, like the Gemara said before. Why not? Because maybe the leida was earlier, a few weeks ago, so you can't keep may tayar. But lechumra, you think the leida was now, so you have to keep 2 weeks of tumah, because maybe it was in a keva. And you're doing vlad, huh? Let's say she's mapple something, you have no idea if it's a vlad. The first case, she was mapple a hand, chatucha, full hand, a full foot, so you know she had a vlad. Let's say you don't know b'chlav is a vlad, so then it's even a little bit worse. Ain't doing vlad haya. I'm lav teishu v'zochav and a keva nida. Then mesafik, she's tamei for 2 weeks, and she's also tamei as a nida. That means, anytime she sees dam, she has to wait 7 days no matter what, because maybe she never even had a leida, so she has no yimei toya whatsoever, and you're worried about nida. And according to Gemara before, even the reisha also has to wait l'nida also, because again we don't know if she has yimei toya or not. So the Gemara asks, why don't we say Lanida in the Reisha? The Gemara answered before, because we want to teach you that the carbon's Nechal.
Only after 3 days? Or?
No, right away, because you don't know when the main Leda was, in the first case.
Mapelas. You know what it was.
What? No, in the last, second case? Or the first case, you don't know what it was, because only a hand came out. We spoke of the Gemara said before, that Mapelas means only a hand or a foot came out. And therefore, maybe the Iker Leda was a month ago, or 2 months ago. So therefore, you can't give me a tire. The Mishnah doesn't speak this out, but you have to know the Gemara before. There's big theories in Rashi about this Ayin Rikivega, but this is Pasha's Pshat in the Mishnah. If you're learning, you know, Mishnah is with the Rav. I don't know if the Rav brings it in, but this is what the Gemara says before. Like upon him, but what we have to know is that when Ish is Mapil, he doesn't know what it is. He has to be Machmir, all the Chumras. So the Gemara, Mishum Alevi, Avron don't know Harva Pila. She went over a river and she was Mapil. She knew she was pregnant and she was Mapil. She miscarried. And now, obviously, she can't check what type of baby it is because the baby's not here. It's in the water. Mevia carbon v'nechal. She could assume it was a good baby, and she has to bring a carbon like a regular leida. Holach like a roiv noshim, roiv noshim vlad me'al yodon. Roiv noshim have a regular vlad. They don't have a behemah chayv oif. They have a regular vlad, and therefore he goes about roiv noshim, and she even bring a carbon and it's nechal. Of course, legabe d'mei tayar, she's not going to have him. It's suffix. She doesn't know when. She doesn't know how many meitar to have, but here actually she could have the first 33 days because she knows it's maple right now, but she can't. She can eat the carbon, but she doesn't know if it's zochan a cave. She has to go to chumra both ways. That's what it says Rav Shimon Levi. His ikavart is he goes to roiv noshim. Tanan learned in our Mishnah ain you do it im vlad ha you don't know if it's vlad. Teishu zochan a cave alanida. You have to even keep nida right away. You have to keep nida because there's no yemeitayah because. Even though you know she was Mapil right now, but you don't know what she was Mapil. And that's what Mishnah says, there's no Yemei Tayar whatsoever. Because maybe she was not Mapil of Lad at all. That's what our Mishnah says. Great thing about Kasha, my Teisha Lenida. Lei Maholach HaRev Noshim, V'Rev Noshim V'Lad Me'al Yodam. The one you go was a Rev Noshim. Most ladies give birth to real Vladas. So here, you know she gave birth to something. So let's go was a Rev. And then when it's a Vlad, and therefore she has some kind of Yemei Tayar. My answer is Mastisim Mishle Huchsuka Ubra. Our Mishnah about it was now Cheskas Uba. You don't know for sure she was pregnant. So maybe it was a Ruach that she miscarried. The Kamar Shum Alevi is Huchsuka Ubra. Shum Alevi is talking about we knew it was after 40 days, we knew she had the Uba. And the question is what she gave birth to. Rav Nashim give birth to Vlad Ma'alia. But the case of our Mishnah, it says you don't know what, it means you don't know for sure you're pregnant. You don't know what happened. All of a sudden something came out of you. And then you have to be chashish for all the things. Tashema, I'm trying to bring Ryan more to this roiv. Tashema, behema shiyotza maleya. There was a behema, you knew the behema was pregnant, and went to the field, uba'a reconnaissance, came back empty. Question is, did she have a baby or not? What's an afkamina? An afkamina is the baby, next baby, is it a bechar or not? So the Braitha says, haba'acharav bechar mesafik. The next behema that's born is a bechar mesafik. So why is it a suffix? It should for sure not be a bechor, a second baby. Why? By my halacha karei behemos, v'rei behemos vlad v'alin yodon. Most behemos give birth to a good vlad. So neman, the first vlad was a good vlad, and the second kid is a pashut. Vlad v'alin yodon, v'hai pashutu. The second child is not a bechor. It's not a suffix. Bechor and suffix has all these dinim. You can't use it. You can't work with it. You keep it. You don't give it to the kohen because a moitzim echver al v'araya. But it has all the dinim. Why do you have bechor and suffix? It should be a pashut. Why? Because the first baby is probably a baby because you go past the roiv. Ravina answers, so Ikla Meima, we're going to see that the roiv is not 100%. Why? Roiv behemas yoldos dova paitum mechaira. Roiv behemas give birth to something that's patas mechaira, mutum yoldos dova shayna paitum mechaira. There's a miyat that gives birth to something that's not patfa mechaira. It's not a leid at all. So you have one roiv. But there's not a roiv over here. Mechaira yoldos, all behemas give birth. Mitanfais. Before they give birth, they let out some kind of liquid, like you know, a mucus plug or some kind of water. Something comes out of them. Vezu ha'olatimfa. Here, you didn't see any tinuf. Israeli ruba. So the roiv that it's a vlad is a little bit, you know, it's not 100% anymore because she didn't have this tinuf. So that's why we're not so sure that she gave birth the first time to a behema. What? Right, so I'm speaking to that second. Very good question. So just the Gemara speaks out there. Ekol hayelos tmetamfais. If every single yelos tmetamfais, homid loy tmetamfa, and this behemoth didn't have a tinuf, b'char ma'ayu, then for sure the next one's a b'char for sure, because sure it's not a baby. So Gemara says, Ella, ema roiv yelos tmetamfais, roiv tmetamfais, zu hayel loy tinfa, this behemoth didn't have a tinuf, isle ruba. It ruins the roiv of roiv yeladas. So Mordechai is asking, what do you mean? Maybe she had one. So Taisa says, the bottom Taisa, small Taisa, Taisa says, Ukagoin shloishasa behema b'chutz. Dim shasa ema timfa v'yalda. It says the behema wasn't outside too much. I didn't leave the behema out of my view for too long. So it couldn't have had a tinuf. It wasn't enough time to have a tinuf. And a mapel, so we knew for sure didn't have a tinuf. And roi behemas have a tinuf. So here, the roi behemas have a tinuf, and she didn't have a tinuf. and Roiv Behemoth give birth to good things, the two Roivs are clashes, and therefore you don't have a Roiv anymore, and that's why it becomes a Suffolk.